This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is a profound quotation I came across in the 16th juz in Ma'arif al-Quran on the concluding verses of the 18th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, where Ibn Arabi rahimahullah said that my beloved, respected, honorable, venerable mentor, Allama Turtushi rahimahullah, once said to us that, "Let it not be, O my son, my student, my disciple, that your life slips by in competition with your peers. I will outdo him, I will outshine him, I will excel him. But rather focus your energy in something objective." And then he said, reflect over this verse of the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. If you're optimistic to meet your Lord, then perform righteous deeds. And one of the best deeds that a person can perform is a silent deed. This is what is most loved to the Almighty. Silent and discreet, ikhlas in every form, shape and size. And here again, we look at the rich legacy of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Indeed, he was unique in every regard. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, "Ma sabaqtu Abu Bakr ila khairin qattu illa sabaqani ilay." That whenever I tried to surpass Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in any matter of faith and religion, he always surpassed me. Amongst his many feats was the liberation of poor slaves. So people who were in slavery, who were being abused and exploited by their masters, Sayyidina Abu Bakr would go to them, give them the money they demanded, and at times they would demand exorbitant amounts, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would pay them that amount and earn the freedom of these slaves. And it is in this regard, paying homage and tribute to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that Ammar radiallahu anhu send the famous couplets, Jazallahu khayran an bilalin wa sahbihi, atiqan wa akhza fakihan wa aba jahli, ashiyatan hamma fi bilalin bisawati, walam yahdhara ma yahdharu almar'u dhul aqli, bitawhidihi rabbal anami wa qawlihi, shahidtu bi anna allaha rabbi ala mahli, fa in yaqtuluni yaqtuluni, فَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأُشْرِكَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ خِيفَةِ الْقَتْلِ فَيَا رَبَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالْعَبْدَ يُونُسٍ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى نَجِّنِي ثُمَّ لَا تُبْلِي. The essence and the synopsis of these couplets is, he pays tribute to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu for earning the freedom of so many people, and he says, may Allah shower a befitting reward upon him. And it is regarding these verses that, regarding this tale and this amazing quality of his that has been referenced in the 92nd chapter of the Quran, in the 30th juz, verses 18, 19 onwards, towards the concluding part of Surah Al-Layl, that once his father Abu Quhafa, who was not a Muslim, said to Abu Bakr, "You are liberating these people. Why don't you try and liberate someone who's physically strong? Because they don't have financial clout, so they cannot repay you or reciprocate you. But identify a slave who's physically strong. So tomorrow, if anybody threatens to assault you, you can call upon them and they will be ethically obliged to respond because they carry your favor of liberation on their shoulders." And the narration of Hakim, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "Oh my dad, I try and empower those people in whom I do not see any possibility of reciprocation so that I can take my full reward from the Almighty." That's my message, my brother. Help someone, offset the debt of someone, feed someone, clothe someone, and leave your reward to Allah. He will grant it to you at the time where you need it the most, and that is the day of Qiyamah.